All right, podcast listeners, this is a very special episode of the Coming Clean podcast. Sam, what can they expect?
You're going to expect excitement, drama, thrilling takes on what's going on in Laguna Beach still after Kristen and Lauren and everybody else has left. This is going to be Laguna Beach Season 3 in one episode.
Hello and welcome to the Coming Clean podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's legendary shows Laguna Beach and soon to be The Hills. My name is Marty.
And I'm Sam.
All right, we got an interesting little special show here for the good people and robots of the podcast. What can they expect from us today?
Well, they can expect something that we didn't expect ourselves to do.
Well, we succumbed to some pressure from the internet because we refused to acknowledge the existence of Season 3.
But there And Newport Harbor.
Yeah, that one really doesn't exist. Well, I'm not succumbing to the pressure of that at all. But people were saying that it's worth talking about and that the season was underrated. But we've already made big plans for The Hills, so we are just going to have this episode to power through Season 3. I have not seen any of the episodes.
And neither have I.
So how are we going to solve this?
Yeah, so like any trusty detective would do, you go to Wikipedia. So we've decided to go to the list of Laguna Beach episodes and read all the synopsis for Season 3, episode by episode, and we will give you our takes on each episode and fill you in on what happened.
Yes, so this is a preview of our news podcast, which is going to be equally as uninformed. Because we're going to base it all on tweets and Wikipedia, and we're going to get some hot takes.
We're fake news.
Yes, at least for this episode, but something better than fake news. Lagoon News, big announcement here. I got off my butt and finally made a website.
Woo, it only took two whole seasons.
Hey, this is week 24. So that's not too bad. It's only been 6 months and I finally got it. But
hey, it's tough being a podcast, you know, it's a grind.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, we're focusing on good content and we wanted to make sure that your podcast experience was as good as it could be before we did some extra stuff. But now the website's up, www.comingcleanpod.xyz. Yes, you heard that right. It's that XYZ, because our Patreon page is lagging a little bit. We cannot afford a .com at the moment.
So if maybe one day. Yes, maybe one day.
One day, please. There's now an easy link to support us on the website if you do want to support. If you can't spell Patreon, you can just click on the button on comingcleanpod.xyz.
I do have a birthday coming up, so maybe I'll ask that for any gifts, please subscribe, like donate to my Patreon page.
In lieu of presents, please go to the Patreon page. All right, and we've had an interesting week, I want to say, in the podcast universe, and we have made a couple of new friends, the good people over at the Laguna B five-letter word podcast, you can spell that out, had us as guests, and you know, a good time, a brand new podcast coming out. I think we're inspiring people, man.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, get this out to the world as soon as possible. It's, as Pollster would put it, it's a movement. And I think everybody wants to get on for a ride. There's some other podcasts out there. I think we're about three.
Yeah, and you know, you can check out our Twitter, find everyone. I'm sure we'll have everyone as guests. The great thing about this is, as opposed to a lot of the more popular genres in the podcast world. Each podcast here in the Laguna Beach / Hills world has their own takes on things, so different mixes of people. So it's a good time. Eventually, I'm sure you'll meet all of them. We'll meet all of them. And it's going to be a good time. But yes, check out the Laguna B, five-letter word, just spell that out, podcast, where Sam and I have been guests. We'll put the links in the description. And Sam, is your episode up yet? I'm sure when this airs, yours will be up, so they can just look for it.
Yeah, not as out of this recording, it is not up yet. I think it's in the edit bay as we speak.
All right, perfect. Okay, speaking of stuff that's coming down the pipeline, another reminder, Siesta Key, I believe, is still...
I have not seen anything on the internet about it not being on anymore.
All right, so as of now, the Siesta Key live podcast is still happening. But we'll see. As the buses of the greater St. Paul area... There's three in a row right now, so I apologize for that background noise. But also, so yeah, that's coming in July. The Hills podcast also coming in around July. We might take a little vacation, you know, get our bearings, really ramp up for the Hills, because we got some hot new plans for the Hills podcast, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we want to bring the best product to you, and just a little time off. It's summertime. We're going to celebrate the 4th, and... hopefully bring you guys into the world of the Hills. We're moving to LA.
Yes, we are. The Zuzu made it.
Barely.
So yeah, that's coming up. As always, all your comments, suggestions, everything, ratings, tell us what we're doing well, tell us what we're doing wrong. We'd be happy to hear from you. ComingCleanPod.xyz is where all our links are. Or you can just reach us directly at ComingCleanPod on all the social media. And, of course, Sam's favorite medium, not medium, but email. Coming.clean.pod@gmail.com is where you can find us.
Yeah, I'm an old soul. I like to handwritten letters that are typed into email.
Yes. All right, so I'm hoping that the concert that's happening in the park across the street from me, I can hear it from where I am. I'm hoping the mic doesn't pick it up. But, so apologies in advance if there's random noise happening in my end. But, again, special episode. This is part two. I think I said last week that we had a two-part finale, but, you know, trilogies are better than two-parters. So this is part two of three of our season finale. Are you ready for this?
I'm all buckled in.
All right, and before we head into break, another reminder to just send us questions, your burning questions, if in case we have members of the cast on the show. I think the amount of times we've mentioned this to the good people is more than enough of a hint that you really should send it, because this could be your last chance. We only have a few, and we would want more. All right. We're going to get into season three. This is going to be... I can't promise what the quality of this episode will be, but it's going to be an episode.
It will certainly be better than the first episode we've ever had.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, here's a quick break. Writing my dreams, staying up nights. When we had, we contact the sky. What do they want? Who could I be? Solar inserts in my skin, I'm aware of my nerves, but my mind's somewhere out there. You don't know, you're not alone. The sun doesn't burn for you, hiding away with us.
And welcome back to another school year. I got my backpack all filled in. I'm heading on to homeroom, and hopefully you're all ready to sit through a whole year of Laguna Beach season 3. Marty, are you ready?
Yep, and let's start off with Laguna Beach season 3, 301, The Thrill of the Hunt. All right, Sam, let the good people know what happened on this episode based on Wikipedia.
All right, Wikipedia is telling me, back on the sunny beaches of California, Laguna's next generation doesn't waste any time ranking on the drama meter. The girls are occupied with Kendra's barbecue, and more importantly, Cameron, who already has his mind on playing the field with Laguna's ladies.
Ooh, all right. What's our opening takes here? Scorching hot takes on season 3 so far. Cameron, is he vying to be the next Jason?
I think so. I don't think he's going to be as suave as Jason or Steven? What's our buddy's name? Steven was, but I think he's going to try. So he would have been a sophomore at this time. So he's seen two great legends walk through Laguna's halls.
True. That's like Alfonso Ball, who's the third ball, youngest ball is.
Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiAngelo.
LiAngelo, that's like LiAngelo watching his two brothers walk out of Chico State or Chico Hills.
Yeah. Oh, big man. Ball of brain.
Yeah. Hashtag not a sponsor. But, you know, we stay in our lane, and our lane is Laguna. All right. What do you think of Kendra? Is throwing a barbecue? Look at that. I think, party planner.
Yeah, it seems like. Yeah, I mean, Kendra's taking the book out of the Black and White Affair. Just a little barbecue get-together, start off the school year right, you know, get the party jumping.
Man, you know what hit me right in the feel spot on this episode?
What was that?
The drama meter.
They brought it back. They wheeled it out.
Yeah, I'm sure they were fast and loose with the rankings here. I'm sure there's jostling for first position because they know that this could be the last season of Laguna Beach and they want to make the Hills cast. I don't think anyone made it. All right. Scorching hot takes there, Sam. Are you ready for the next episode?
I think we can only go up from here. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Laguna Beach, season 3, 302. Who wants to date a rock star? All right, let me test your reading out loud skills once again. What does Wikipedia say is happening right now?
Rocky throws Tessa a surprise birthday party, but it's Chase who delivers Tessa the best present. Meanwhile, the Kendra Cameron relationship heats up behind Jessica's back. Uh-oh!
Again, right in the field spots, all the drama meter is off the chain right now.
Yeah, if you throw a surprise birthday for anybody, drama is going to happen.
Man, and, you know, Rocky, good name. Rockies are hot right now, thanks to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And I'm just picturing Sly Stallone hanging out in Laguna Beach right now. So that's going to be, if Rocky pops up in any more Wikipedias, it's Sly Stallone. Yo, Tessa, come to my surprise birthday party.
Man. How do you think the surprise went down? Where would you rank it in all the surprises that happened over all of the Laguna seasons?
I would have to rank it maybe 3 out of 5.
Ooh. I mean, surprise it birthday
was good,
party.
But was this the first surprise? Where do you think it was at?
This was the first surprise birthday. We've seen a bunch of birthdays come and go, but I think this was the first surprise birthday party. Which I'm surprised I thought we could have seen a lot more of this in the previous seasons.
Yeah, I feel like a surprise birthday party is always a good go-to for any options.
Yes, and you know the sound of that alarm. That means, I don't know if the people heard it, but there's a car alarm going off right now. But there's another Jessica, and things are happening behind her back again.
I'm really hoping it's the same Jessica. I don't think it is, but... Now in my head, it's the same Jessica. She's having some issues.
Man, are we going to go through another season of sad Jessica, this time at the hands of Kendra and Cameron?
Well, do we ever find out if Jessica and Cameron had a thing?
I don't know, but I think Jessica at least maybe had a crush on Cameron. And I don't know, maybe it was another... other Jessica Alex situation where someone was dating someone and someone liked the other person. Just the drama.
Just the tropes going.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see what happens next. So let's go on to Laguna Beach, season 3, 303. We're going to crash a party. No car crashes this time.
Yeah, no, nothing broke down, but no. Per Wikipedia, it's Christmas in Laguna.
Woo!
And it's heating up when Kendra and Cammy crash Rocky's holiday party. Meanwhile, Cameron gets defensive about his relationship with Jessica.
Whoa, what? Cameron's in a relationship with Jessica now? What the hell? I thought he was with Kendra, man.
Well, he seems like he's pulling a Steven right now. Relationship Dang. With Kristen, and now he's getting close with LC. Or, sorry, Kendra.
I think we underestimated, what's his face, Cameron, earlier on in the season, man. He might be up there with the legends.
Well, I'm going to have to say is, well, Kendra and Cammy are going to have to be careful for, to not get knocked out if they crash Rocky's holiday party.
I know, and Rocky, that's two parties for Rocky. And our party meter, that's two for Rocky, one for Kendra. So far.
We'll have to monitor this.
Yes, in our Pollster Memorial Award for the best party enthusiast, right now Rocky has taken the lead.
I expected nothing less from her.
Yeah, and wow, drama over Christmas. That's never good.
But no, it should be a time for celebration. The Lord baby Jesus, 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
All right, well, all right, let's see what the new year is going to bring to us. Are you ready to jump in to the next year?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, Laguna Beach, season 3, 304, Old Friends, New Crushes. Ooh.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Well, it is pretty juicy because Brianna reaches out to her former best friend, Raquel. We're getting two new characters in hopes to repair their relationship. But things don't go smoothly. Meanwhile, Chase arranges for a double date so his pal, Kellen. There's no T in there. can go after his longtime crush, Lexi.
All right, we just got introduced to a whole new bunch of people here.
Yeah, Chase is back, but he's bringing his buddy.
Yeah, and you know, Brianna and Raquel, I don't know. Do you think they're going to patch things up?
I mean, question is it like an Alex and Alex, Alex Lauren H and an Alex M relationship where they're friends, but they're not friends throughout the whole show?
Or is it more like an Alex M Casey one where they thought they were friends and then someone stabs someone in the back?
Yeah, or it's like Taylor and Kristen when they were friends when they first met, but now they're true. Not anymore.
Man, so many questions happening, but I am glad. So I know I love the drama, but I don't like friends losing friends. You know, boyfriend, girlfriend, that's fine. That happens in life, but you don't want to lose a best friend. So props to Brianna for, you know, reaching out to her former best friend. Hopefully things go well.
Yeah, well, I would have to say things, per this title, things didn't go so smoothly. Or you could say they were a little rocky.
All right, well, I'm starting to miss Rocky. We haven't talked about him in a whole episode, so I think it's time to move on.
It's her.
What? Oh, her?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
I messed up, but that's Sly Stallone.
That's something I did not know over the first 4 episodes of this season. But you know what? It's time to learn more because it's time for Laguna Beach, season 3, 305, Kiss and Don't Tell. You got it. Oh, man. Sometimes you'd think, you know, kissing and not telling is a good policy because you're a little bit more demure. But let me know what happens in this episode. I'm excited.
Well, when Tessa and Rocky travel to San Diego for a modeling gig for Tessa, Cameron decides to tag along, which is probably not a great idea. Mm-hmm. Sparks fly between him and Tessa, but will Jessica find out?
What sparks are we talking? Are we talking like romantic sparks or angry sparks?
I'm thinking romantic sparks, because from what we've read so far, Cameron is a man about town. Kendra, Jessica, now Tessa.
Man. And yeah, Tessa, looks like we've found our first talented member of the gang here with some some modeling gigs. You know, we had Trey and not quite Christina in season one, and then we had Alex M on season two and not quite Talon, and now.
We had Casey.
All right.
Well,
Right, sort of.
yeah, I guess. I was thinking went on to do something in the future.
Oh, no. Just during the show, they did like something outside of school.
Oh, okay, yeah. Activities, other than work, because we also saw people work as well.
Yeah, but red flag. I'm sure when Cameron said that he was tagging along, so some red flag should have been raised there. I mean,
I'm assuming Jessica did.
yeah, but I mean, she wasn't on that trip, but I don't know where Rocky stands now. You know, I only just found out that Rocky was a she, so now if I thought he was a bro, but she was a bro, now I'm very confused. But you know, it's just one of them things. Laguna with the drama meter once again off the charts.
I'm overwhelmed after these 5 episodes. We might have to go to break, man.
All right, let's do it. Let's hear a little bit more of Altitude. Okay, Sam, I hope you're feeling better because here on Laguna Beach, Season 3, 306, headed for heartbreak. Oh, drums.
Oh man, that was a great episode. 'Cause this is the rundown of what happened. It's Cameron's birthday, but Tessa, who is surprised when she realizes that Cameron has a totally different take on their hookup. Meanwhile, Kendra rekindles her rocky romance with her ex-boyfriend Tyler. New character alert.
Also, just Rocky, there's Rocky is confusing me right now. Now they just use the word Rocky as an adjective and not as the proper noun to the character.
I'm reporting whoever did this to the Wikipedia. I gotta change it.
All right, but we got another birthday, and you know, Cameron's stirring up some trouble again.
Yeah, I mean, I think every episode has had a party so far, more or less.
Yeah, and Cameron seems to be stirring up a lot of drama, so I'm gonna call it right now. We underestimated Cameron. He might be at the level of Jason and Steven.
Yeah, I think he's surpassing Steven, but
Yep.
he's seems like he's on the level of Jason in terms of infidelity.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to that, I mean, Jason was playing chess and Steven was playing checkers. Come on. But Cameron seems to be closer to chess right now. But man, we're on the highway to heartbreak, and I'm enjoying the ride so far.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, cue the dashboard confessional screaming infidelities.
Yeah, and now we got. So last time we got best friends getting back together, and now Kendra and Tyler getting back together.
I feel like Tyler is like a drifter that he went away for a little bit and then he came back to school.
The train rolled by again and he was in the boxcar.
Yeah. Or
jumped
like
off.
he rode up on his motorcycle because he was like road tripping for the past
Oh
2 years.
man, well, Tyler, I don't Tyler's making me
Tyler's pretty
nervous.
badass.
Yeah, it's
so
a bad boy name.
yeah, definitely has a leather jacket. He's sweating up a storm over in Laguna.
All right, well, here we go. It's time to move on to Laguna Beach Season 3, 307, Hookups and Cover-Ups. I'm enjoying the titles of the episodes.
Yeah, they're very informative.
Yes, all right. Well, inform us on what happened on this episode.
So Kendra risks her relationship with Tyler when she gets a little too cozy with Cameron at winter formal. Dang! Will she be able to convince everyone nothing happened, including Tyler's little sister, Nikki, before she tells? What?
So,
Kendra?
how many people are in this frickin' town?
I don't know, but these kids are all over the place trying to cover up all these relationships and
Know.
what's going. And once again, what goes down at winter formal stays at winter formal. Sort of.
I haven't. We haven't seen Brianna in a while. We haven't seen a lot of people in a while. But Man, it's
Hopefully they're okay.
winter formal, man. We know what happens there. I bet Jessica was left out in the cold again.
That would be very sad.
I wonder what the limo situation looks like this time. I bet it was pretty mage now that they got the season two money in there for production.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we're gonna keep on going with a couple more seasons. Let's get it even like a stretch two Hummer, I bet.
Ooh. I wonder if someone fell asleep.
Oh, maybe they had a jacuzzi in the back.
That's classy.
My other question is, how old's Nikki? Like, Nikki could be like an eighth grader.
Oh, man, that's uh-oh. I don't know. Let's maybe the next episode will let us know. So here we go. It's time for Laguna Beach Season 3, 308, Spies, Lies, and Alibis. Again, the topic writing right now on the season is A plus.
Yeah, they got two interns to write the whole show. All
All right, what happens here?
I'm gonna fill you in. Kendra tries to claim the rumor. Oh, sorry, not claim. Calm the rumor mill by hosting a Valentine's Day dinner party with Tyler. But tensions flare when Cameron shows up. Uh-oh. Meanwhile, Rocky, once again, ayo, takes it out on another level with Alex on their romantic night out.
Right, the confusion with Rocky continues as she's dating an Alex, which is also a very
Generic name.
yeah, very ambiguous name when it comes to gender. But I'll take your word that she's a she, Rocky, that is. But let me start off with 7 for 7 party happening.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of event. Are they going to have an Arbor Day party too?
I hope so, but Kendra, there's rumors going around. Is someone not hygienic again?
Oh, and that's an wait. That's just when you're as you're bringing that up, a Valentine's dinner day party with your boyfriend is not a party. It's a dinner date. Oh, unless they're
Valentine's dinner
hosting.
party. Hosting a Valentine's dinner party with
So maybe
Tyler.
it's like a joint where it's only couples came to this party.
Or are they sort of single? Oh,
I
wait.
don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think because they are trying to. I think rumors are starting to spread that Tyler and Kendra have a thing happening. So maybe to put
No,
those rumors to. Okay, what?
Cameron and Kendra.
Harry and Kendra. Oh, so is she using Tyler as her quote
Beard
unquote
or
alibi?
whatever. Yeah, there you go.
Her
Not her
beard.
beard. Not her beard.
Yeah, I was thinking like whatever the equivalent of a beard is in this
Yeah.
situation. Man, these kids, man, they're out of control. They're out of control.
They better shape up or they're gonna have to ship out.
All right, well let's. Whoa, okay, here we go. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, I already read the title and I'm bursting with joy.
Well, here we go. It's time for Laguna Beach, Season 3, 309, First Date, Last Date. Hashtag
Oh.
Story of My Life.
Well, this is you want to hear about your life right now?
Sure do.
All right. Well, in Laguna, it seems there are always new relationships sparking up as others fade away. It's no different now, as Tessa goes on a date with Cameron's friend Derek. At the same time, Jessica and Cameron head in different directions.
Who's
Oh my God.
Derek?
His friend.
So he's the, is he a Jeff B or a Sed?
Or he could be like, who's the other guy? Maybe, yeah, Jeff B, I think, is the best case scenario.
Yeah. So we got new dates happening here. Jessica and Cameron, I guess they buried the hatchet and said, let's, ride off into the sunset, but in opposite direction, so only one of them's gonna ride off into the sunset, the other one's gonna go away from it. Oh,
So now it's.
that metaphor fell apart real quick.
So now it seems Cameron's single, but now Tessa is snuggling up to Cameron's friend. So is now Cameron going to have beef with Derek? We're going to have to wait and see.
I know. All right. I think the next episode's going to give us some answers, because it's time for Laguna Beach Season 3, 310. It's like breakup season.
Oh, love it.
Let me know what happens. I can't wait.
While schemers, Kendra...
What?
Shermer? What?
Schemers.
Schemers. Yeah, okay.
That's staying in.
I made it this far.
Let's Sherbert. Keep on...
When Sherbert's Kendra and Cammy put down Tessa and Derek's relationship, it seems there is also trouble in paradise for Raquel and Alex. After feeling pressure from Raquel, Alex decides to call it quits at the group's bonfire. We finally got our first bonfire. We know what happens at bonfires.
Yeah. Hot dogs are burnt, and so are bridges. Boom! That metaphor stuck the landing there.
I think you've been waiting all season to use that.
Yeah. All of this season, I will. Yes, correct. But all right, we got schemes happening now. I can get behind some schemes.
I don't trust Cammy. We've seen from the past season. I don't trust her at all. She's a schemer.
Wow.
So, and why is she trying to get involved in Tess and Derek's relationship? Like, chill. You know?
I do not appreciate you defaming the good name of Cammy. I am hashtag Team Cammy and hashtag Need More Cammy Wikipedia. We have not seen enough of her so far, and now you just bring her up in the scheme? Like, you can't hype her up as the successor last in season 2 and then just to not have her here. That motorcycle guy agrees with me. Rolling outside.
I just don't... I'm baffled by how much you support this.
I'm blindly supporting Cammy right now.
I'm just non-confrontational in this whole season, so I'm very pro-Tessa right now.
Okay, but what's your take on Raquel and Alex? Like, what's Brianna? What's Brianna thinking of all this?
I don't know. She wasn't really there. It was more revolved around Raquel and Alex. And I guess, I don't know. Is Raquel pressuring Alex into something that he doesn't want to do?
Yeah, you better not do it. Raquel, you know, I'm going to say that I do appreciate that maybe she defined the relationship. But if it's first date, last date, just last week, you can't be like first date. And let's go steady. You know, it's just, you know, after the first date, it's only like heavy necking period.
No, yeah, this is 2006, not 1950.
Yeah, come on, you got to do better than that. All right, I'm getting frustrated, and there's like a bunch of traffic outside my building, so it's a good time to take a break, and we'll come back for the tail end of season.
Our starving eyes are all on you. In the moment that you spoke my name, I came out that they thought I'm insane. Face to face with altitude, our starving eyes are all on you. In the moment that you spoke my name.
Well, I think Marty and I cooled off, but the drama never cooled off in Laguna Beach. Ready for the last third of the whole season?
Let's do this. Let's start off with Laguna Beach, Season 3, 311, the three-day rule.
Well, it's not it's not the five-second rule. It's the three-day rule.
Or the three-date rule? I don't know. I'm getting confused by this title, so let me know what happens on this episode.
Well, major tears erupt when Rocky and Alex see each other at a concert by Chase's band. Alex is not happy after seeing Rocky interact with other guys. He accuses her of being a slut.
Whoa.
This tears Rocky apart, and she slowly breaks down. Meanwhile, Tessa's new relationship starts to chill when Derek gives her the cold shoulder.
Man, all the feels happening right now.
Yeah, we got a little mix of pre-Cabo Steven action right there, bringing back the big S word.
I know. Yeah, that's not nice to say. Come on, guys.
No, and especially accusing somebody, like, get your facts straight.
Yeah, and, well, major tears erupt at the concert. Is Chase's band that good that he's moving people to tears?
He's like Scott Stapp before he joined Creed. All tears all day.
Before
your point, I want to bring up when reading this, it says major tears, and then it says this tears Rocky apart, and they're spelled the same. Very confusing when you're reading.
Do you want me to congratulate you for getting through that?
Yes, please. Right, where's my trophy for MVP?
Well, you're down to zero points because that makes up for Sherbert.
Good point. That's how many goals I had in intramural soccer.
Yes, that brought many tears to my to my soul. But yeah, wow. Now, what, Rocky? What are you doing, Rocky? I had so much faith in Rocky, and now Alex isn't happy. Also, there's plenty of I think the number of Alexes are catching up to the number of Laurens.
Yeah, well, the Drago is trying to take down Rocky, and I'm not liking it.
Well, how many Alexes have been there? Because now I have to count. So we got Alex, Alex M, Alex H, Alex B, from the woman who gave the speech.
Oh, yep. And Alex. Now
Alex, Raquel's boyfriend.
Wow.
Or Tessa's ex. I'm losing.
No, Rocky.
Oh, hashtag spoiler alert. Sorry.
Oh yeah, true. Wait, Raquel and Alex had trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, well, I'm very confused. But Alex, come on, man. But now, okay, I'm confused too much with them. So, what's your take on your girl Tessa now?
Derek up to? Now Derek, he's learning from Cameron. So I don't trust them at all.
Oh.
I think Tessa just got into the wrong, fell into the wrong, under the wrong spell.
Man, well, let's find out what happens, because the next episode is going to be a wild episode, because it's Laguna Beach Season 3, 312, only in Cabo.
Oh, man, we know what happens in Cabo. Nothing, because nobody tells, because it all stays down there.
Also, they seem to be covering up their mics when a lot of things happen as well.
Hey, they finally learned on. But this is what really happened there, though. Spring break has finally arrived. Kendra plans a girls' week vacation, but Tyler shows up. Wrong move, bro. Meanwhile, Derek, Tessa's ex-boyfriend, wastes no time in aiming to get close to her number one enemy, Brianna.
Whoa.
That's rude. That's dirty.
Now I really don't trust him. Now I get why you don't trust him. That's just a D move, no. And D is for not for Derek.
it's for a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, oh man, I'm trying to think of a reference now. That's like Barney Rubble. Divorcing no, but she's friends with, I don't know who Betty's enemy is. I can't think of anything right now. Dang it.
great air.
That's another one.
It's like Kendra breaking up with, or Tyler breaking up with Kendra and then getting with Tessa. Maybe. I don't know.
He just Stevened it because he left Kristen and went to Elsie.
That's the first ever double Steven in one episode, in one season.
Oh, true. Ooh. Or maybe Cameron. Wow. Steven and Jason friends. Cameron, Steven, Derek's Jason? Or other way around?
Or the right side up?
I don't know. Well, Cabo's. Cabno. Pabo's got me in a state right now, and I think we gotta move on. So, here we go. It's Laguna Beach Season 3, 313. You don't just get me back. Fact. Preach!
Dang. Well, it's our favorite, one of our favorite episodes. It's prom week, and all the girls are waiting to get asked. Lexi gets asked by Derek, but states that she won't hook up with him. Mm-mm-mm. Neither Tara with Cameron. Who's Tara now? New girl. Jeez. Okay. Well, the prom pre-party was at Lexi's house. Alex realizes he made a mistake and get back together with Rocky. However, during the prom, Alex, Raquel's boyfriend, disappears and they start fighting at Derek's house, where the post-party takes place. Tessa and Derek hooked up again.
Oh, man.
I don't know, that's okay. A lot of information.
It is a lot of information that I'm trying to read again. So this is similar to when Alex M. and Jason broke up and then they ended up hooking up like that one last time.
Yes. Getting back together, yes. Yeah. And then it's also with Morgan and Christina saving themselves for the right guys and didn't hook up with their people on...
Hey,
that's the Lexi and Derek situation.
Yo, we don't know what Christina did, man. I don't know if you heard rumors.
She's sang, man.
Who'd she go with? Bob? Bill?
Yeah. So, I don't think we got it right the first time either.
I don't know why Bjorn was my third choice. But...
she could be filtering around.
Well, you know, so... All right, let's break it down. What did you think of the promposals this time?
I think they lacked ingenuity is what I'm going to throw out there.
Yeah, it's like we didn't even see them.
I mean, Alex tried his best, and it seemed like it really worked to get Rocky back.
Yeah, and, you know, Derek now with Lexi. Lexi, I think she just knows Derek's history at this point. I just hope she doesn't end up like LC with Jason.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they took your advice when getting all the flowers.
True, true. Got to save that money. Save that money. And, you know, what happened with Cammy? She had a bad prom last year. I hope she had a good prom this year.
Well, Cammy's fell off the face of the earth.
I know. That's weird. I don't know why. I'm not happy about it. Let's see if she shows up in the next episode, because it's time for Laguna Beach, Season 3, 314. Show them what you got.
It's time for Open Air Stereo to play their songs to some important executives of Epic Records in a small concert. Derek is back with Tessa, and Brianna is kind of jealous because they start kissing in front of her face.
Oh.
Open Air Stereo, or OAS for short, get the record deal, and they tell everyone what they have achieved.
So I'm guessing OAS, not to be mistaken for OAR, who shouldn't be mistaken for Dave Matthews Band, are Chase's band? Chase's band?
Yes, Chase Johnson.
Yes.
28 years old.
My boy. Is Talon in that band?
I'm looking right now. They look like they still exist.
What?
Unless it's a different band, but they look like a Metro Station / Andy Grammer cover band.
What do you expect from 2006, man?
Yeah, gotta keep your head up. Whoa.
Not a spot, or no copyright. So, what?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
In October 2004, they were at the Mix Moss radio show on December 1st, featuring Fall Out Boy, Cobra Starship, Fifth Harmony, with special guests Brixton, Jump Smokers, Metro, some Echo Smith, Jake Miller, and Open Air Stereo.
What? Wow. Crushing.
What a lineup. That's an amazing lineup.
Yeah, I would watch that. Wait, was this pre or post, what's her face, Camilla leaving?
This is pre.
All right, so yeah, I'm into it. I'm into it.
Fifth this Harmony. Is before they started. This is before they started working from home.
Hashtag Team Camilla. Hashtag Team Camilla.
Oh yeah, I'm all crying in the club.
All right, well, we've made it, man. We've powered through the entire season. People said it was impossible, but we did it. Because it's
time. Yeah, nobody ever thought we would make it this far.
Yes. Well, it's time to cross the finish line. And this is some long copy you gotta read because it's Laguna Beach Season 3, 315, and 316. See you in a decade.
Well, Stone Cold said graduation is just around the corner, and that means that Chase, Kellen, Derek, and Nick G are leaving for good. Sayonara later, boys. Cameron is kind of depressed because all of his friends are leaving. Kendra and Cammy go to the ceremony and start cheering up their friends. Why are Kendra and Cammy not graduating? Interesting.
Because Cammy was a sophomore last year. You told
good
me
point.
That.
Good point. Good point. Kendra and Cameron planned a barbecue at Cameron's house, and Kendra with Cammy made a slideshow for them. Brianna writes a letter to Raquel telling her how she wants to begin her life anew. They agree that it is time to grow up and move on. Raquel is afraid that Alex is going to leave her for college girls, but later they plan on enjoying every moment they have left. Huh. Okay, nope, that made sense. Sorry. Raquel tells Tessa how hard she and Brianna are trying to be friends again. Tessa looks disappointed because her rift with Elsie's sister Kendra, Cammy, Candance, Tara, and Lexi goes
Candance! Sorry.
It's unspelled.
That cannot be helped. Sorry, go on.
I also missed there was a period, so period after Elsie's
sister.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to say, I was like, you just kept going.
Yeah. Kendra, Cammy, Candance, Tara, and Lexi go lunching, which sounds awesome, and talk about how excited they are for starting senior year. Tessa feels her world is falling apart because she lost Raquel, and by hearing a voicemail from Chase, she understands that she has lost him too.
All right, according to the Google, it's Candace. So this is a typo on Wikipedia.
Well, they're going to have to get reported, so.
All right, well.
Candance came out of nowhere.
Yeah, so we got Candance, we got Nick G.
I think they were. It seems like they were setting up for
a season four.
Yeah, where they kind of went on all the juniors, yeah. More juniors.
Yeah. But did not get picked up.
No, did not.
All right.
But so how do you think the barbecue went?
I mean, standard barbecue, like we've seen in the previous episodes, you know, the final barbecue or bonfire is usually the, you know, the place where people start mending fences and letting the water under the bridge. So
yeah, hopefully they played the Ouija board and found out, spoke to some goats.
Shut up. Yeah.
Shout out to past episodes.
But yeah, I mean, I just think that there was so much drama happening this season that it felt like it just went so quickly.
Yeah. It's so hard to wrap my head around this. We got so many new characters coming in, but I mean, hopefully they all enjoy their lives and really move on. And it seems like everybody broke up, and Raquel is losing Chase, and she also losing a good friend, Tessa.
Sorry. Yeah, I got a Snapchat from your friend who lives with you. Talking about your reading skills.
Well, my roommate is a one and only.
Shouts to Sam's roommate. But yeah, so what's your final take on season 3? Because that's way too long of copy relative to everything we've read for me to process all the way, and I think we've done enough justice to this season. So what's your final take here? Did we make the right choice of just breezing through this?
Sadly, as we're going through this, it made me want to watch all the episodes.
I know, right? So
I'm going to have to recommend this, doing this on your own time, because we know that the Hills is truly where it's at. We want to get there. It's been our whole dream to finally get to do a Hills podcast. And we just want to, you know, we're putting this to rest. This is our official graduation. We've had three graduations now, and this is the final one.
Yes. So this is the end for Laguna Beach in terms of us talking about the episodes. But next week, we're going to give our final takes of the entire experience. It's going to be 25 weeks of us reliving 2004 through 2006. So it's going to be nice to... So I'm saying this because, as a side note, I finally fixed the time machine, so we get to go back to present day. So it'll be nice to look back at our experience in the life, love, and characters of Laguna. So we'll ride off into the sunset. We'll take one last break, and we'll see what happens. All right, and that song was Altitude by The Autumn After. You can find more of them at The Autumn After Band on Facebook and Bandcamp. And you can also find them by searching for The Autumn After on YouTube. Links, as always, will be in the description. So before we head out of here, one more recommendation for the road, my friend.
All right, well, I'm going to be recommending a game that I've been playing the past couple of days. I've been seeing them on the train a lot. It's a phone app, and it's called Balls with a Z, B-A-L-L-Z. And it's a great game. It's kind of like Snood, but you count down like blocks, and you hit them with all these balls, and you collect more balls and stuff. It's awesome. Download it.
Classic Sam playing with balls. I did not understand any snood balls. I don't know.
Don't knock until you try it. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, you never want to knock balls. That will hurt. Disclaimer to iTunes Legal. We are using balls with a Z to refer to the game and not the one that will not be friendly for children.
All right, man. Before we sign off, what's your recommendation?
All right, mine's going to be definitely not friendly for children, and you actually might see some... Well, actually, you see just the tip, but F is for Family Season 2 is on Netflix right now. Season 1 was really good. Season 2, I'm going to say, is at the level of BoJack Horseman at this point. It's that good, so go check it out on Netflix. 10 episodes. F is for Family. Show Bill Burr some love. Tell him the Coming Clean podcast sent you, even though I'm sure everyone knows who he is at this point. All right. Sam, drive us home.
All right, good people. You can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can check out our new website at comingcleanpod.xyz. And we know you guys have been, or haven't been, supporting us on Patreon, but you can always still do it at @comingcleanpod. We love getting your emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And it always helps us when you guys subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this pod. Get the word out there. It's a revolution.
Do it. Again, comingcleanpod.xyz is the place to be. And as always, thank you to our good friends of the podcast, Radical Something, for our awesome theme song, California and California Part 2. I'm excited for the next season because we got some surprises in store, so stay tuned for that. But before that, Sam, what do the good people have to remember to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.
I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Now turn up the bass, drink it, drink, drink. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Yeah. Pecorino, sipping vino with Dan Marino, in my Speedo with the desert.